Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting a survey, and your participation is important to the success of this research in the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues, and all your answers are confidential. Okay, now just for qualification purpose, ma'am, what is your zip code?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You said you can hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, where are you calling from again?
Metro Research, that's the name of the company, ma'am. It's a firm, it's a survey company.
Okay, yeah. Okay, where are you out of?
Miami, Florida, ma'am. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm looking.
Okay, ma'am, this survey is a political survey about the next upcoming elections.
Okay.
All right, like I asked, I'll say, I have your zip code as 19134, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, what is the year of your birth?
68.
Okay, 1968. Thank you. Okay, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
All right, ma'am, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, and then are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish
American?
So
I'm
not
black.
Hispanic,
no,
black,
not a,
black,
no.
Right?
No,
okay,
all
thank
black,
you.
No Hispanic. Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am, and are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered?
I am.
All right, as you may know, there will be elections for office like president, U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in November 2024 elections? Would that be definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50, or probably not definitely?
Definitely.
All right? And how do you plan on voting on the upcoming 2024 elections? Would that be voting in person before Election Day, voting in person on Election Day,
no,
or voting by
mail?
Mail.
I vote by mail.
Okay. All right, man, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel that the black community has, you know, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means that the black community has no power at all.
I would say 10.
10. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, please write me your level of motivation for voting on this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated, but you may pick any number.
10.
Okay. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to read you I'd like to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, like a neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them, okay? But you may use any number depending how you feel, okay? If you don't know
or
never heard of that people or groups, you can indicate that as well. The first one would be Barack Obama.
10.
Okay, Joe Biden.
10.
Josh Shapiro.
10.
Kamala Harris.
10.
Tim Walz.
10.
Mark Kelly.
I don't know who Mark Kelly is.
Okay, never. Okay, Donald Trump.
Oh, -150.
Okay, 0, right?
No, -150.
Oh, because right, I don't have the, you know, I don't have the number.
Well,
I don't have the option.
Tell somebody.
Okay. All right. What about J.D. Vance?
0.
0. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am. And on a scale from 0 to 10 in the past month, please rate how worried are you, you know, you have been about each of the following. You say 10 if you've been very worried, 5 somewhat worried, and zero means that you have not been worried at all. Okay, you may use any number between 0 and 10. The crime rate in my community, not worried, somewhat worried, or very worried. But you can pick any number.
Not worried, zero.
Zero. Okay, voter suppression in the 2024 election that makes it harder for certain people to vote.
10.
Okay,
yeah.
Racial profiling among police.
Eight.
Okay, election and voter fraud in the 2024 elections.
I'm going to say I'll give that an 8 too.
8. Okay, abortion access for women in this country becoming more restricted.
10.
10. The affordability of housing.
10.
The protection of Social Security or Medicare.
10.
Passing federal legislation to protect voting rights.
10.
Inflation and the cost of rising cost of goods and necessities.
5.
5. Okay, the conflict in Palestine.
I'm going to say 9.
9. The availability of resources for K through 12 education.
7.
7. Okay, the banning of Black history.
10.
Fighting discrimination and systemic racism.
10.
And lack of dependable transportation system.
0.
0. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Right, ma'am. I know I'm still a long way off. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert
Kamala Harris.
Jr.? Kamala Harris. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Is it more, mm-hmm. okay. Is it more to, of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Both.
Okay, I can only pick one choice.
So you could say more for Kamala Harris then.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic
mm-hmm.
Party, but is assumed, she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination of the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote? Somewhat more motivated to vote? No, makes no difference. Somewhat less motivated to vote or much less motivated to vote?
It makes no difference. I always vote.
Okay. Makes no difference. All right, ma'am, compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party are more, much more favorable, somewhat more favorable? Makes no difference.
Yes,
somewhat
I
less
am.
Favorable?
Much more
would
favorable.
Okay. All right. And do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act to the best interest of people like you by, a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay. And when it comes to pushing, for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act to the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
A lot. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, for each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris. Somewhat describes her, only describes her a bit, really does not describe her. Okay, here's the first one. Early trailblazer in LGBTQ policy. Really describes her, somewhat describes her a bit, or not really?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, she is progressive.
Somewhat.
Fights for people of color.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's a political insider.
What do you mean by that?
I don't have an explanation for it, ma'am. You just have that. But if you don't know what it is, I can put it, don't know.
Okay, yes.
All right, ma'am. Governs with kindness and compassion. Really describes her somewhat. Okay?
Really.
Locked up people that should not have been.
I disagree with that.
Really does not describe her or describes
does
her a
not,
bit?
Does not. That's
okay.
Not.
Represents the black community.
Absolutely does.
Oh, okay. All right, ma'am. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Now I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable or Vice President Harris, someone more favorable, someone less or much less favorable, or makes no difference. Okay, Kamala Harris is an absolute trailblazer, the first African-American and women elected as district attorney for San Francisco Attorney General of California, the first African-American to represent California in the Senate, and now, you know, she is the first African-American woman to be nominated for vice president by a major political party. Would that make you much more favorable, someone more, someone less, or much less, or makes no difference?
Much more.
Much more. Okay, yeah, Kamala Harris consistently been rated to most progressive member of the Senate for, you know, her voting record ahead of Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Would that make you much more, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
No difference. Okay, Kamala created Open Justice, an online platform to make abuses of power and deaths at the, you know, hands of police officers available to the public to improve police accountability. Would that make you more or less likely or no difference?
More.
Would that be much more or just someone more?
Much more.
Okay, as the SCA Attorney General, Kamala Harris refused to defend California's Proposition 8 that, you know, banned same-sex marriage and fought to bring it to the same to Supreme Court to win marriage equality nationwide. Would that make you more or less likely or less favorable or much favorable or no different?
More.
All right. Kamala Harris, you know, is literally a child of protest and activist. Her parents were both activists that met in black, you know, in a black study group at UC, Berkeley, known as the Afro-American Association. Would that make you more likely, someone more like to favor more favorable or less favorable? Or
no difference. No different.
No different. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. We're almost done with this survey. I only have a couple of minutes left. I really thank you for your time, okay? And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting on this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated. But you can pick any number.
10.
All right. All right, ma'am, and once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate them, you know, amount of power from 0 to 10, where 0
eight.
Means is no power and some power,
eight.
5 and 8. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris?
Democrat,
okay. All right, and is it more to vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
I believe I asked these before.
Yes, they're just making sure that, you know,
it is for her.
He needs to be
in jail. He rapes kids. He's a racist. He's a con man.
All right.
He needs to be in jail.
And,
he's a horrible
person. And do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act to the best interests of people
Absolutely.
Like you by, you know, okay?
Absolutely.
And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act to the best interests of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
By a lot.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose. Which of the following would you say are your main sources of news? You can select 3, okay? Facebook, local newspapers, Fox News, TikTok, Twitter, MSNBC, CNN, local TV news, Instagram, family and friends, local radio, national newspapers, network like news like ABC, CBS, and NBC, Snapchat, or other. Or none of the above.
I'll say MSNBC and other.
MSNBC and other. Okay. All right, ma'am. All right. Doing a group chat, you know, for next communication with others, with text communication with others. If so, how often has, you know, presidential elections come up recently in this group chat? Very often, somewhat often, little bit often, but not often at all, or do not use group chats?
I don't use group chats.
Okay. I remember in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. I remember when, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Some college.
Would that be some college but no degree or associate degree?
Some college but no degree.
No degree, okay. All right, now are you married? I'm married, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced,
married.
Or widow?
Okay. Married.
And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes, guardian.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from most sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine?
I would rather not say.
Well, I don't have that option, ma'am. Can you just throw me any number? That way I can finish the survey?
Yeah, you could pick one.
Well, I can't pick one, but you can give me one. Just any number, estimate that you think, you know.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah, that's something that I don't want to share.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, let me see if they let me go through, okay? Really thank you for your time, and I appreciate your help with this survey, okay? You have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.